Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's new visa-free policy for citizens of Switzerland, Ireland, Hungary, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg takes effect Thursday. The visa exemption permits people from those six countries to visit China for business, tourism, family visits, or transit for up to 15 days. It'll be in place until the end of November. Late last year, the Chinese government announced a similar move for several other countries in Europe, including France and Italy. Giles Gibson has more from Brussels.
A Hainan Airlines flight to Beijing took off, and of course, those passengers on board will be some of the first few people who get the opportunity to take advantage of this visa-free travel policy for Belgian citizens, as well as several other European countries. Speaking to passengers here in the departures area of Brussels Airport, really in general, they are very supportive of the idea of visa-free travel. And that, of course, I think is because Europeans are generally quite used to it because of the Schengen area, which extends over so much of the European Union. They're very used to just getting on a plane, not having their passport stamped, let alone having to apply for a visa. We spoke to the chairman of the Belgian Chinese Chamber of Commerce, and he told us that their organization very much welcomes this decision and that they are also hoping that the move will be reciprocated by the EU authorities.
China's voiced opposition to unilateral U.S. trade protectionism in the shipbuilding sector. U.S. President Joe Biden recently pledged to look into a petition from unions asking his administration to review China's so-called subsidies for its shipbuilders. A spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce said the main reason for the weakening of the U.S. shipbuilding industry is excessive protectionism. The spokesperson said China's shipbuilding sector thrives on intensive sci-tech innovation by enterprises, which pursue high-end intelligent and green growth. He Yadong said the U.S. move ignores World Trade Organization rules. A multi-energy power base in Sichuan has generated over 1 trillion kilowatt-hours of electricity since its launch. Located in the Yalong River Basin in southwest China, it began operation in 1998. The clean energy from the power base has helped reduce 800 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions. The power base has 7 large-scale hydropower stations, as well as 5 wind power and solar power projects in operation. All construction projects at the base are slated for completion by 2035. A preliminary investigation shows the fatal explosion in Hebei province on Wednesday was caused by a gas pipeline leak. Local authorities say the ignition point of the accident was in a building in Yanjiao in the city of Sanhe. The building hosted a number of businesses, but the specific store where the ignition took place is yet to be determined. The accident resulted in 7 deaths and 27 injuries. Officials say a local fishing boat struck a reef and sank near Zhengzhou in Fujian province early Thursday. So far, 2 people are confirmed dead. 2 have been rescued. Another 2 remain missing. All 6 people aboard fell into the sea as the boat sank at around 2 in the morning. Fujian Provincial Maritime Search and Rescue Center is conducting the search and rescue mission, and it's applied to the Taiwan-based Chinese Search and Rescue Association for assistance. Indian police have set up barricades and stepped up security in Delhi ahead of a rally by protesting farmers. Thousands of farmers are heading to the capital to demand higher prices for their crops. They began their march last month, but police halted them about 200 kilometers north of the city. Officers used tear gas and water cannons to stop them, and many have remained camped in place ever since. The farmers began mobilizing again on Thursday and have urged others to join their efforts just days before the government calls general elections. 2 years ago, a similar year-long protest forced lawmakers to repeal some farming laws. An explosion reportedly occurred near a vessel 50 nautical miles off Aden, Yemen's largest port city. United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operation said the incident resulted in no injuries to crew members or damage to the ship. It said the cause of the explosion remains unclear, and so far, no group has claimed responsibility for it. Since November last year, the Houthis have initiated attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, citing retaliation for Israeli strikes in Gaza as their motive. In response, the United States and Britain have conducted air and missile strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen since mid-January. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.